Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008. Joining us this morning is Leighton Beard. He's the spokesperson for the Automobile Association of South Africa. A very good morning. Thanks for joining us, as always. How are you doing?
Good and you. I would get to be with you. Thank you.
A great pleasure. So tell me about this. I would have thought that any extension to our public transport system would be a good one. You guys disagree, obviously.
Look, I think that, you know, we agree that public transport needs to be expanded. And that it needs to cater for as many people as possible. But when we look at the extensions to the Gautrain, we are concerned again, as with the current system, that it's going to cater for a small minority rather than the mass market. And where we are coming from is that we think money that is invested in public transport needs to cater for a mass market, and the Gautrain for us is not that solution.
Right. Is it because this does come at an expense, or is if we were extending the Gautrain and looking at other things, other ways of transportation, that would be okay?
It's a very good question, and I think it does put us in a little bit of a corner in terms of an answer. The problem that we've got with the Gautrain is that it is unfortunately extremely expensive. And the ridership numbers with the current system do not meet the projections that were put there when the system started. Now, that has a knock-on effect on the transport budget of Gauteng province. There is something called the patronage guarantee, which is a mechanism that is used to compensate the concessionaire Bombela if they do not achieve the numbers that they projected. So if, for instance, they said they were going to transport 100 passengers and they only transported 70, then the other 30 they would be compensated for. And since 2012, that's cost the Gauteng provincial government 12.5 billion rand. Now, for us, that's a problem because we are effectively paying for a system that is not catering for a mass market, and we're compensating them for a lack of ridership. So you asked me if they build the Gautrain extensions in addition to other modes of transport, whether we'd accept that. I think if that ratio of payment for services that are rendered is more equitable, then yes, I mean, certainly we wouldn't have an issue with that. But based on the numbers that are currently there for the Gautrain, it doesn't have the ridership numbers, and that's costing the province a lot of money. We have to consider as well, Howard, if you make extensions to a system, that system and those extensions need to cater for as many people as possible. And the Gautrain is not going to do that. It caters for people who already have vehicles. While we have people who are unfortunately not mobile at all, they have to take very long trips to get to their destinations, and there's no public transport that caters effectively, reliably, and I think importantly, affordably for them. And for us, that is the concern. So do we then say, let's put a lot of money into a system that's going to cater for the few, or do we use those resources and try and cater for as many people as possible? And in our view, the second option is the best.
So give us your alternative. Let's assume that you were asked to design the next 5 years of public transportation in South Africa. What would you recommend?
I think very clearly that came out in our submission to the Gautrain was that we need a provincial scale bus service. So we already have the Rea Vaya in Johannesburg, and we have the Arayeng in Tshwane. And in our opinion, those services need to be expanded. They need to be upgraded. There needs to be a lot of effort at a less minimal cost than what we currently would be looking at for the Gautrain, and using existing infrastructure to expand those services. So a bus service for us is a better option. It's a more effective option. And in the long run, it doesn't require huge amounts of initial capital expenditure, because a lot of the infrastructure is already there. And that infrastructure that needs to be created to cater for a bus service can be done at a much less cost than, for instance, creating extensions to the Gautrain. So bus services certainly are something that we think need to be considered a lot more seriously than what they are at the moment.
How is the Rea Vaya bus service doing?
Look, I speak anecdotally, and I live in Pretoria, I live in Tshwane, and I see the Arayeng.
Right.
But I travel to Joburg quite often, and I see a lot of the Rea Vaya bus services there, and I think that they are well subscribed. Certainly, in my view, again, just completely anecdotally, a lot better subscribed than the Caltrain buses, particularly in the area in which I live. But again, I think it's a question of, are these reaching the right areas? And if we were to expand a public transport service, would there be a way for us to expand the bus service to those areas that Caltrain is looking at expanding? And can we maybe bring that more into line to make it a better public transport system?
And in terms of the Caltrain, how well or poorly subscribed is that? I would imagine the, for example, the airport, well, when we don't have COVID, but the airport Sandton route would be a fairly popular one. But what about all of the others?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a, let me just up front say that I think Caltrain is absolutely world class. I mean, it's a very reliable system. I think it runs extremely well. You know, people can set their watches to the time the trains arrive and leave, which is fantastic. And the trains are very keen and the stations are very well kept and the security is excellent. So, you know, there's absolutely no complaints in terms of the service that is offered there. But when you look at the numbers that were projected, you know, we were told that, you know, we were going to get 450 million people riding on that over a 10-year period. We've only had 130 million people riding on it. So you can imagine, you know,
they've never been good with numbers, the ANC.
Yeah, I mean, look, in our view, the ridership numbers are low. And they cater again for a very specific audience. Now, if you were asking, you know, would we be able to get more numbers if we were to expand the system? I don't think that we would get the numbers that we were looking for if you were to expand a system that was a lot more affordable, because the Caltrain, in our view, is expensive to use. If you were going to expand that system into areas where a lot more people could utilize it, that pickup would be, in our view, a lot better than what currently is happening on the Caltrain.
And one of our listeners asking, do you happen to know why the Louis Botha Rea Vaya buses are still not on the road yet?
I don't have an answer to that. I'm not involved in the Rea Vaya, so I can't answer that question, unfortunately.
And please, can you ask your guests why the Caltrain buses, Rea Vaya, etc., are not integrated so that you could buy a monthly or daily pass that'll take you on any of the transport services, which would make sense. I mean, that's how it works in other parts of the world.
Yeah, it would absolutely make sense, yes.
But it's not. It is not our guest's field to answer that. So, what do you think is going to happen? You're objecting. You're raising concerns around the expansion of the Caltrain. Is this going to be taken seriously?
Well, I certainly hope so. I mean, I don't know, you know, and I don't speak on behalf of the Caltrain government, so I don't know, you know, what their process, you know, whether they will or won't take our submission seriously. We trust the process. We've made our submission. We've got feedback to say that our submission has been accepted. There's a process of consultation that happens now, and we may be asked to give some oral evidence or to make an oral submission, which we'd obviously be happy to do. But we'll just wait and see how the process unfolds from here. We certainly trust the process, and I have faith in the fact that, you know, whatever concerns that we have will be listened to. So I think that is obviously very good. Whether what we have to say will be taken, you know, and implemented, I don't know. It's a question of wait and see how it. But as far as the process goes, certainly we trust the process. We've made our submission. We'll see how this plays out from here.
And that's where we leave it. Leighton Beard is spokesperson for the Automobile Association of South Africa.